From our New York studios, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, you all.
What up, Jackie?
I'm very well, very well. Thank you for asking, Jay. Listen, none of us, on a sad note, will ever forget the name, probably, Felicia Barnes. She was the young 16-year-old Tom, you remember, that went missing in December of 2010. And several months later, her body was found in a river near Baltimore. And she was, of course, deceased. Well, police, yesterday, 2 days ago, actually, made an arrest in her case, Tom, and it actually turned out to be the ex-boyfriend of one of her half-sisters. I'm going inside her story with Russell Barnes, Felicia's father. Good morning, Mr. Barnes.
Good morning. Yes.
Now, let me ask you first about this arrest. This gentleman who police arrested, and they had a news conference yesterday about this, was he still involved in your other daughter's life? Not Felicia, but the other daughter?
No, not at all. That's where this we think this what this triggered this from. My daughter was breaking out, what can we believe, and things went bad, it just went bad, and we realized that on day one as a family. You know, we knew Felicia didn't know anyone in Maryland but the family, including Michael Johnson's family.
Right, because Felicia actually lived in North Carolina. She was up visiting you in Baltimore when she went missing.
Yes, well, actually, she was visiting her sister in Baltimore, which is my daughter. And she's been coming to Baltimore, visiting, loved Baltimore, was playing, attending Towson State. And we think jealousy, or we just don't know. But we just
When she came before, Mr. Barnes, had she interacted with this gentleman at all? Did she know him? I heard some reports, I don't know this is true, that there were some pictures of them together, that there were some pictures possibly of Felicia without clothes. Can you clear that up for us?
Well, no, it was a family. Michael Johnson's been in the family. You know, my daughter, I've been dating my daughter for over 10 years. Felicia knew him for several years. They were all cool people together. Somebody, we believe he just snapped due to my oldest daughter was breaking up with him. And no one ever foresee that or saw it. And we had to put pressure on the state and the city to make this arrest.
Yeah, it took a long time.
Yes, it did. It took a long time. We went to the governor and we had a lot of hearings, you know, on a situation like this, on missing children.
But did you know that it was him, Mr. Barnes? You say you put a lot of pressure on authorities to make this arrest, this particular arrest, or an arrest in the case. Did you know that this gentleman could have been involved in your daughter's?
The family, my family, we did our own personal investigation, you know, as every family should do. And it just kept pointing back to this gentleman. Like I say, he was the last to see Felicia alive. He may have a lot of confusing lies, a lot of statements, a lot of lies in the beginning of the investigation, which pointed all the way back to him.
Well, if that's the case, what led police to finally make an arrest? What evidence pressure, came forward?
Pressure. Pressure from my family, pressure from the community, pressure from different organizations, and pressure by passing a police law in Maryland, which we're waiting for Governor O'Malley to sign it into.
Tell us
into
about law. Felicia's law.
Felicia's law is dedicated to her in memory to raise the age limit up for missing children. We had a problem saying Felicia was a runaway at that particular time. It was not. She was missing. She was not a runaway.
So which happens so often with children of color when they go missing.
That's correct. So this law that what we formed, the Barnes family formed, and that's what you have to do. Is to protect our children. The law goes from 14 to 17 now. They're going to start making us a major alert. They're going to have the communities to help in with the police department and with the district attorney to make sure people are pressed to find out what happened to our children, you know. And that's one great thing with this
law. So this is for the state of Maryland?
This is for the state of Maryland, and we need every state now. Mm-hmm. We need everyone to start looking at those laws of missing children. You know, they have this thing out where you're supposed to have a 24-hour, 40-hour window wait before you can report a person missing, any person, but that's not true. It's an automatic thing. When someone missing, in your family, you automatically call the police. They automatically supposed to come out and take a report. They automatically supposed to put you on a national network of missing children.
All right, Russell Barnes, for you and your family, you're saying this is good news, this arrest here. We'll be watching it. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I know you're a busy man now because you have pretty much become an activist for missing children, and we thank you for that.
Thank you very much, Jackie. We want everyone to please call Maryland and make sure Governor O'Malley signs this bill into law.
Okay, right? And it's called Felicia's Law. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, Jackie. Have a good weekend.
Good weekend, Jackie.
Here's Marcia.